Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 29, 1804, day 75 of the expedition. Camped a half mile up from the previous camp. The party only went another half mile up the river today, possibly to a landmark, but more probably to get closer to the Indians in the area and to have better access to the bank of the river. The Indian mentioned today is the same one Drewyer brought in yesterday. Captain Clark writes today,
"We sent one Frenchman, La Liberté, with the Indian to the Otoe camp to invite the Indians to meet us at the next bend of high land on the larboard side. A dark morning, and it rained all last night. Set out at 5 o'clock in the morning and proceeded on past an island. Caught 3 large catfish today, very fat. One of them nearly white. These catfish are so plentiful that they may be caught in any part of this river, but few fish of any other kind. At the commencement of this course, passed much fallen timber, apparently the ravages of a dreadful hurricane which passed obliquely across the river about 12 months since. Many trees were broken off at the ground, the trunks of which were sound and 4 feet in diameter. Willard lost his gun in Boyer's River. Fields dove in and brought it up. Captain William Clark, July 29, 1804.
Boyer's River reaches the Missouri in northwest Pottawatomie County, Iowa. La Liberté was a French engagé, or civilian hired as a waterman, presumably one of the Liberté listed by Clark on July 4, 1804. This man did not return to the expedition and was presumed lost. He technically was not a deserter, but just quit the expedition. He probably had enough. And this was not Willard's day, as he lost his rifle while returning to the previous camp to retrieve his forgotten tomahawk. The trees fallen from a terrible hurricane were probably the result of a tornado. Tomorrow, a small, burrowing animal.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Narration by Hal Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.